Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to the AEW Collision Preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by another one of Michael Sedgwick from What Culture, exuding great amounts of manner.
Extreme manner.
Before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, oh, we're here to talk about Collision, yeah. Before we get into it, it's Good Friday. Great Friday, and probably turning concert house. Before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube, where we do daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review AEW Collision, but also AEW Dynamite, Raw, SmackDown, the show formerly known as NXT 2.0. Pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week complete. A little bit of a good quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. As I said, though, joined by Michael Sidgwick to look ahead to AEW Collision this weekend. Although, I mean, it's already a stretch when we record this on a Friday. Full disclosure, we're recording this on a Thursday afternoon because it's a four-day weekend with the bank holidays here in the UK. So we do actually know a few matches, I will say that. We've got the return of the Cope Open, but this time TNT Championship is on the line. How are you feeling about that?
If I'm being absolutely brutally honest.
If I speak,
I am in big trouble. I'm not inspired.
Yeah, that's fair.
I've done my Back to the Future spiel. I will not do that again. But at the same time, Copeland is very much the... You scroll through the channels and you think, you know what I haven't watched in a while? Bloody love Gogglebox, me.
Oh, yeah. I had that the other night.
And, you know, you scroll through and you think, you know who I really like to watch? Rick Stein.
Ooh.
One of the better TV chefs. He doesn't have a gimmick.
No.
He's a bit of a doddering older fella. Sometimes if you, like, turn the pan on, wah, he's quite funny. Mm. He loves a teleprompter.
Yes.
But he always goes to these just beautiful Mediterranean places, and that it reminds you of like nice times on holiday. And you think, oh, I'd love to eat something like that when I'm on holiday. And it just transports you away to a different place.
Mm.
I don't go to bed. I don't wake up in the morning and think, oh, get in, Rick Stein's on TV tonight. Get in there. Like I would, oh, yeah, oh, God, yes, Osprey Shibata. So I'm just like, you know, eating my tea, my soup last night. And I'm thinking, oh, cool. Osprey Shibata tonight. Get in. I don't do that with Copeland. I'm sure it'll be fine. You know what's going to happen here?
Go on.
In front of that, dimly lit, because there's an upper bowl, quite frankly, to darken, to hide. That sort of echoey building. It could still be really noisy, but it's a bit echoey. It's not the same.
Mm.
Blacked out, tarped out. Echoey, can be loud, but it's echoey. You can hear the rustling of a pocket sometimes, but it can still be loud. Adam Copeland is going to come out. He's going to do some dad joke or other, and then he might say, don't even know what I'm saying, guys. And then he's going to say, I'm going to do what Christian Cage refused to do, and that's defend this title week in, week out. Cope Open. And then he might have a little bit of fun at Tony Schiavone's ex. The Cope Opland, huh, Schiavone? I'm just kidding, guys. Is that all he's going to say?
Yeah.
And then he's going to say, well, hang on. You know, when I was coming up in this business and I was real hungry.
I was about to say, were you starving, Adam?
I was real hungry. I would have been knocking down that goddamn door backstage to get out here. Who's hungry? who's hungry? And it's Brian Keith.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by that.
And Brian Keith, who's really good, but already he's that wrestler in AEW who loses matches.
Yeah.
Someone's got to, but he's the Jay Lethal Bobby Fish, Brian Cage.
Yes.
Someone just
Lance Archer.
Yeah. But like the thing about Brian
Cage. I would have booked Lance Archer to be the first challenger in the Cobra Open if he wasn't already working on this show.
But the difference with Fish, Lethal, and Cage, as the other ones, right, what are you doing for the next 6 to 8 weeks? 6 weeks. Nothing, boss. You'll lose every week. It's going to be great.
Great news, we've booked you for six great straight news. Weeks.
That's what happens. So Brian Keith is that the latest guy that Tony Khan just likes to beat every week. Adam Copeland, Brian Keith, topped off up a bowl, 3.25 stars. But you know what? Much like Rick Stein, I'll go, that fish dish he's just made. That looks really simple and basic with good ingredients, well crafted. I'm going to think the same thing about Copeland and I'm going to enjoy it.
I didn't even realize this. I thought, I'll look up where they are because they're not in Quebec.
We haven't done the dirty names for the venues recently.
It doesn't have to be a dirty name. What if it feeds into a promo? Even better. Right. I also looked and right now.
Well, hang on. Go.
They appear to have more tickets distributed than Dynamite with that weird bit where they shut off last night.
All right, that's good.
So 3,500 according to WrestleTix.
That's not bad for a collision.
Mm. But he could work the name of the venue into the promo perfectly.
The Hunger Center.
Close. He says, hey, guy, cope open. What about that, your money? He goes, anyway, how are we doing here tonight in the Budweiser Garden? I can tell you people ain't thirsty, huh? Let's see those drinks in the air. But who's hungry? And I'm talking to you in the back. Who's hungry? There you go.
Who's hungry?
Budweiser Gardens, apparently, is where they are. Budweiser Lady Garden.
Where was Dynamite? I know it was in Quebec.
It was in the, like, Centerpoint Arena or something. Centerpoint Arena. Let me dig that one out for you. It was in the Centre Vidéotron in Quebec.
The Centre of Porno Video. I don't know why I'm Ilya Dragunov. I don't know why I'm always Ilya Dragunov. NXT, wherever you get your podcast from, if you wondered what that was about.
Yeah, indeed.
Porno Videotron.
Yes. Maybe this is, it feels a little bit like the last day before the school holidays, because often certainly when you and I went to school, you'd be allowed to bring in some games.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I've brought in a lot of games. It's all the same game, but nevertheless.
More of them than usual.
Exactly. So, first of all.
It's Brian Keith.
It's probably Brian Keith, but if it's not Brian Keith.
It's time to play the game!
Who answers the first TNT Championship Cope Open?
Brian Keith.
I have the AEW roster page open in front of me. I'm scrolling through it. When you're ready, tell me and stop, and I'll give you the number of people I can see on my screen.
Stop, Commander.
It's not on my screen. You have a choice between 1 to 10.
9.
I liar!
Oh, I'm so sorry, Sitch, to celebrate that. Because no. I said to now you're going to
no.
There's a button designed specifically for it. You picked 9.
Turn around that laptop.
If you'd have said, I've not touched it, have I, Sitch?
No, you have not, you have not.
You'd have picked 1 in Lee Johnson, 2 Lee Moriarty. 3.
That's close to another letter is L.
3. Luther. 4. Malachi Black. 5. Mark Briscoe. 6. Mark Davis. 7. Mark Sterling. 8. Mark Quinn. But you pick 9. And that's Matt Hardy.
No. 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 No.
I prayed for this. I wish this into reality.
Who's hungry? Huh? Who's hungry? 2004. I know what I was hungry for.
They got history.
Yeah.
Sticking with that one?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll come back to this game a little bit later because, we've got one other person who needs an opponent because they're just in action right now.
He's already wrestled Brian Keith as well.
Yes, yeah, so that's he's out of the question. But off the back of, because of course we didn't have a collision preview last week, off the back of a fortnight ago, I brought another game. But we also have some very important matches in the AEW Tag Team Tournament. So we've had the, what was it you called it on the Dynamite review? The Western.
That's what they called it?
Yeah, the Western.
The Western bracket, bracket semi-final.
Now we have the Eastern bracket, I assume.
Yeah. Talking the North.
FTR versus the Infantry. Who could have seen this pairing coming when the Infantry came up to FTR a few weeks back and said, we're going to fight you?
Yeah.
And wouldn't you know it, they've drawn each other.
It's Tony Khan.
They did have to beat the House of Black to get here, to be fair to the Infantry.
Yeah, but I think I was a bit kind in my review of that. I didn't hate the idea. I think I was like, I liked it conceptually of, that's how they're doing it. That was the least bad way they could have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't necessarily good, let's face it.
I think I was just relieved that Mark Briscoe's final thing with the House of Black wasn't just, oh, you've lost.
Yeah. So I think it was like, that's the least bad way you could have done something that probably wasn't a good idea. Dax Harwood, I think what's happened here is we know Sean Dean's office.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. It's not as if you could accuse him of nepotism.
Mm.
He's just been on TV a few times. But they've been, you know, trying really, really, really hard to impress in Ring of Honor. Dax Harwood has said on X, one of his few tweets that aren't really irritating. Hang on, I haven't seen him for a while. Has he blocked us?
Ooh.
A little look. Has he just done the right thing? and stopped tweeting altogether. Wait there.
Speaking of Twitter, by the way, stick around. I've got something to ask you a little bit later.
No.
What is going on over here?
I never know, man. He basically said, look, he really rates the Infantry. He sees a lot in them.
I like the fact it's not just either a hastily thrown together tag team or just, you know, a tag team that we've seen kind of get fed in the opening rounds of tournaments to teams over and over and over again. Oh, I'm happy to have the Infantry on there as a bit of something different.
So a bit different.
They're losing to FTR, though, because we're, I assume, booking FTR versus. We're going to be a bit all over the place in the coming weeks, obviously, with WrestleMania. But for now, I think you and I are both pinning FTR Young Bucks final, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really want to. I think people have turned on that rivalry, and I know why. It's because they've just pissed about with it to high heaven. The second match was fantastic.
Yes.
I understand why people didn't like the first. I loved it. But the second was just absolutely fantastic. The last 5 minutes of the All-In one were great. I'm going to say something to criticize Dax Harwood.
Okay.
But I'm going to be nice. He basically sees a lot in them. He may well have leaned on Tony Khan to say, you know what, you should do this.
Mm.
Might be a cool idea. Who knows what can happen? They've busted their ass. They deserve it. So basically, obviously, FTR are going to win. But I firmly expect, I mean, it's an AWTV match. Of course, the lesser fancy challenger is going to get loads of offense in. That's just how these things work. So that's obviously how it's going to play out. It'll be a big, big old test on the part of FTR if they can really, really make that near fall convincing.
Yeah.
So I'll be looking forward to see if they can do that. So yeah, no, I'm not blocked. So Uncle Dex FTR is pinned tweet is just a t-shirt link.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Then he retweets code company man. AEW returns to Las Vegas for Memorial Day doubleheader collision in Dublin.
Yeah.
And then we are going into Harwood territory here.
Here we go.
Monsoon Classic tweets that on this date in 1988, the Fantastics made their Crockett debut by taking on the Midnight Express, one of the greatest TV tag matches of all time. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very dark, but it's very good. Underneath which, apparently this year we're celebrating a decade of FTR. That's insane.
That is mad.
And then there's some fan art that he's retweeted. That's nice of him. Collision. It's all very dry here.
Mm.
Collision. Live event promotion. And then when I missed this because I saw this happen and I was like, oh, we're talking about that. That means there's nothing going on X. Oh, that means I can just switch it off and I'll really nice weekend with my family.
Oh, yeah.
He starts putting over his match with CM Punk. When CM Punk is getting like, when the Jack Perry CM Punk thing's going on, it's like, will you just, everyone stop it, you especially. So those, that's Dark Souls life. On Twitter.
Well, getting back to the AEW.
In his defense, it was like a 2-year anniversary. So he didn't just shoehorn it in.
Even so.
I mean, I know what he's doing. I'm not an idiot. I hate when they think they're slick.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture. In the other quarterfinal, we have Top Flight taking on Ricky Starks and Big Bill.
Ricky Starks, is he a good wrestler?
Where the hell have they been?
Starks and Big Bill. What? That sounds like, you know, like the terrible nicknames that certain, like Tiny Con. Tiny Con, like that kind of brain rot AEW troll. I almost find it funny. It's obviously not funny, but it's like if you're that unfunny, it's like you can laugh at people like that. Tiny Con. So Ricky Starks. Oh, he smells. Ricky Starks.
What was the one you were trying to introduce me to? Some New Japan thing. And it was Rocky Romero's team called? Oh, that's it. I remember the smelliest tag team there is. Roppongi Vice.
Asshole. You love that so much. Listen to it.
It's right up there for me, that.
And I responded with Dark Odor.
Smelly tag team. Send them to us at whatculture.wwe. Not the, you know. Let's talk Ricky Starks and Big
FTR. What's that smell? The Pusos. So, I know how to get him now. Who got him?
Ricky Starks and Big Bill versus Top Flight.
I think Ricky Starks and Big Bill are going to win.
I agree.
But I think it should be a fun match. I always like seeing Top Flight. Where the hell has Ricky Starks been? Yeah. I don't know. I think he's been winding down his deal. If I'm being perfectly honest, the discourse around that's going to be horrendous. I've got some nuanced takes on that, if and when it happens. I was going to see. Should be alright. Should be really good, in fact. I love Big Bill. What can he do? The thing about Big Bill is that he excels in the field of being an arsehole. He's a great heel. He's excellent. They're not top flight as that they are, you know. You wouldn't expect them to have developed these like big outsized TV personalities so early into their run, but there's not much that they do that Ricky, Big Bill can take the piss out of, you know, with his amazing taunts.
Yeah, I was like, unfortunately, they're primarily known for getting injured.
And well, I was where's the line?
Yeah, I don't want, yeah, obviously, I don't know. The worst thing you can do there is what, pretend he's tweaked his knee and then go, I'm fine because I'm mint and big. But the banner's probably being saved for the FTR match there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like he's going to have a field day there.
With FTR, because they didn't have time to do banter for the first one.
Yeah.
Because it was just that pure squash, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So instead, what could they do? We'll play that game as and when it comes.
Yes.
As and when it comes. Unless it's at WrestleMania weekend, which we probably won't.
Yeah. We'll be busy.
We'll do it in person, though. Yeah. In real life. Did you see... Do you ever watch AEW? The RJ City 10 minutes.
I always mean to. I've watched the occasional one. I should watch more of them.
I really like
RJ City.
RJ City's excellent at his job. Some of them are really funny. The Mariah May one is like, she's a star. She's a goddamn star. He does one with Top Flight, and it's excruciating.
Mm.
He's trying to get anything out of them, and they are just two young lads who don't seem to have much going on.
They just love wrestling, which is fine.
And maybe the... love something else, and it's alluded to throughout the interview, and they're just sat there going deadpan, like they've got come on,
yeah,
they're not very, don't have much chat. So that's what I'm saying, like this match is not going to be as good as a vintage Big Bill Ricky Starks, because you've got not, if you don't have that much about you, there's nothing to take the piss out of.
Yeah,
so come on, just for Big Bill's sake alone, develop some personality.
I suppose the
and you know your own careers.
Yeah. I think it would be fun to see Big Bill just kind of swatting him out of the air though as well.
Oh yeah.
And I'm just happy to see Ricky Starks back in a wrestling ring.
Be interested in how he looks, how he presents himself. He can get in his feelings, Ricky Starks.
Mm.
Maybe the fact that he's not been on TV feels like he's a casualty of the Okada Ospreay.
Yeah, it's a good point.
It's just like, well, what do I do with you?
I've not got much time.
Yeah.
The time we do have, I'm dedicating to these people. Swerve needs it all the time to promote him. Yeah.
So I wonder if he kind of helps show his emotions sometimes, Ricky Starks. Maybe he might even look a bit pissed.
Mm-hmm. We've also got a wild six man to look forward to. Danielson, Claudio, and Shibata.
Yes!
Versus. The Righteous and Lance Archer.
Who's going to win?
Who have you got your money on for this one, Michael Sidgwick?
You're not being funny, right? I really like Lance Archer. I do not like The Righteous. I think they're bad. I think they are actively bad. I do not take them remotely seriously as unhinged or out there. I don't think the wrestling's good. I don't think the character work's good. I think they drag down Lance Archer, who realistically has done everything he can realistically do in AEW at this point. I'm not being funny, right? And this is maybe cynical, and maybe it'll be fun. Watching Shibata, if that one, is it Vincent who tries to do the face?
I think so, yeah.
If he tries to go... Trying to see the truth in the liar's eyes. That's how I know you're pretending to be unhinged. If he does that to Shibata and Shibata just rocks his
yes.
I'll be really happy and I'll get some catharsis out of it. But if it was like, right, AEW live on tour and they're doing like, you know, arenas, but a house show to give the roster a bit of a workout before they do some TV tapings in, like, you know, Birmingham and London or whatever, right? But they do some house shows on the way. And I was like, oh, it's Newcastle. It's not a Dynamite. But, you know, it should be fun. It's AEW. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some, obviously, they've got the best restaurant, the best roster in the world ever, potentially. I'm obviously going to go. If I saw this, I'd be thinking, you're doing what with Shibata and Danielson? And this is on television. The worst, I hate it when... the worst people who are totally hypocritical because they've done this in the past in their promotional career you cannot make them, you cannot make their points look salient.
Mm.
You can't, when you are making the bad faith grifters look like they have a, the odd worthwhile point, you know, you should say, when you're booking a show, you should think, right, okay, what does the audience want primarily? Right, you don't want to think about, right, let's do what the opposite of what people want to do. You shouldn't do that. But if you're making a show where it's like the worst person with the worst opinions alive has me banked to rights by booking this match, maybe I shouldn't book this match. And I know it's just one match on one TV show, on one Collision, but like...
It's a really fun house show match, like you say.
It's not a fun match. I'd be like, oh, these.
It just, yeah.
Like these against... But I want to watch them, but not against them. I really don't like the Righteous. I really don't rate them. They might be the nicest guys in the world. Mm-hmm. I do not give a toss. I do not rate them at all. And they're not going to get over. And obviously, they're not going to get over if you don't use them. But I just, you just know an act. It's just not working.
Mm.
It's just not. It's not good. It's not going to work. I don't want to watch this.
No. Well, we don't have to watch it. We don't have to review
it. That's what I'm saying. I might not. I mean, I probably won't.
Like, you can have some fun. Like, I love Lance Archer, obviously, and being having like
Archer Shabata Danielson
and Shabata in a bit of peril with Archer. Like, God, is Archer going to throw him around here? But yeah,
but like, I.
Well, cheer you up. I thought of another smelly tag team.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Private Party. So
I hate that word.
I know. Yeah. Right. Also, cool Kyle O'Reilly is going to be in action. Great to see him back in a wrestling ring, of course.
Yep.
In action implies jobber, at least fair to say.
Jobber, and then Roderick Strong comes out and says, Kyle!
Yeah.
And why don't you join us? And he's like, I'm not sure, man. Mm. And then we'll continue
and
that.
Rinse and repeat for next week.
Yeah.
But.
Who's he going to?
I mean, it's probably going to be.
Commander.
Commander, Serpentico, who was the guy? Funny you mentioned Serpentico. Who was the guy who had the infamous nope dive spot against Joe? What was his name?
Serpentico.
I know, but it wasn't him.
Yeah,
it was
John Cruz.
Thank you. I love him. I loved him watching him just pop as well for his own Tron.
Yeah.
That's all. My top. It could be someone like that. That'd be fun. But if it's not them.
I think it's going to be like a 10-minute good wrestler with good pads.
An Angelico or someone like that, for example, they could get out there. But if he's not Brian Keith, because Brian Keith has already faced him, of course. And I did like the Brian Keith match in terms of, we mentioned this at the time.
That's really good.
Of, he's not 100% yet. And he's so rusty. And I like the fact that, you know, it's never going to compare to Kenny Omega because it's Kenny Omega. Yeah. But I like the fact that they didn't just go, he's back and he's fresh out of the packet. You know, footballers don't come back in automatically and starts banging in goals left, right and centre. They need to get used to the speed of the game, et cetera, et cetera. But if it's not a 10-minute kick pad wrestler, who could it be? I'm scrolling through the AW roster page again. Michael Street, tell me when to stop. And
stop.
Picking up between 1 and 10.
9.
This could be a spot-on shout, you know. You might have actually nailed this one. I will tell you, if you'd have said 10, guess who you'd have got?
Kenny Omega.
Commander. If you'd have said 7, you'd have got Kenny Omega. But you said 9. Kip Sabian.
It could be.
That could be easily be...
Tony Khan's always seemed to like Kip Sabian. I'm surprised he's not been a Collision fodder, dude.
Hmm. Yeah, you're right, actually.
He's always seemed to quite like him.
Yeah. You stick with that for cool Kyle?
No, let's do someone else.
Okay. I'm scrolling again.
Stop.
1 to 10.
4.
Ortiz. You kind of has to beat him. I like Ortiz.
But you have to beat people. Ortiz is, at this point in his career, way, 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 way down on the list of people that you have to protect. And indeed, wasn't that the whole reason why one of the reasons why him and Santana fell out in the first place? Because Ortiz was like, making money and I'm on telly and I quite like it. And I'm not going to like push and push and push and push and push for more. And Santana was different. So Ortiz probably doesn't mind getting beat. Dude shaved his head in one of the most underrated AEW matches ever.
I've got one. I've just scrolled down. I've got one that could actually could be. Preston Vance could be a good.
He's another one. What are we doing here? What are we doing with Preston Vance? Every 3 months you see him.
Yeah, remember LFI?
Weird. I mean, I know Rusha's injured.
Yes.
So maybe that's unfair. They did try and give him a run, but if he was...
Jarrett could be fun with Cool Kyle.
Couldn't keep up. Who's Jeff Jarrett?
Who, Kyle or Jeff? That could be part of the... Got neck problems. You don't want to take a guitar shot to
Well,
the
it's
head.
Not the game.
Okay, sorry. What, are you rolling again?
Who was that?
Ortiz.
Yeah, I'll roll again.
Okay, this is all on this one then.
Stop.
Okay. 1 to 10. Actually, that's exactly the same bit I was on before.
Okay.
I went
down. Stop. 3.
You are on a roll here, Michael Sidgwick. So you've got...
One of the righteous on double duty, is it?
No. You've got Matt Hardy versus Adam Copeland. And you've got Kyle O'Reilly versus Jake Hager.
Jake Hager, the righteous, and Matt Hardy on one show. Jesus Christ.
I've got another game I'm scared to ask you about it now. It was inspired. I thought of this. Sat in the chip shop messaging you 2 weeks ago.
About what?
Because I sat down in the chip shop and thought, what a good week we've had, hey? We've worked bloody hard, me and the rest of the Dadleys. And we really knocked out of the park with that. We didn't have much to work with. We really knocked out of the park with that collision preview. Just going to load the old X-Machine. We'll see what people are talking about on a Friday night. What's that? Danielson versus Shibata? Thanks, Tony. Really could have done with that, to be honest.
You were furious.
So we're going to, if we don't have enough each week, we're going to try and book a dream match.
Yeah.
So I'm going to scroll. Normally we have other matches, so I don't have to scroll through this goddamn roster page every time. But I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do it anyway. I forget what the button is. We haven't used it for ages. Do you see that thing, actually? Oh, we're on the wrong end. We're right at the end because we had the no, no, no. Did you see that thing, by the way, where it was like, doctors warn, don't eat an entire Easter egg in one setting.
We're going to do it anyway. We're going to do it anyway. Yeah. We're going to do it anyway.
So, I'm going to scroll through the roster page. You have the Pro Evo skips rule, but it's across both wrestlers.
So I've got 3 skips to...
Not per wrestler, not per each wrestler. 3 skips altogether.
Right, okay, I like that.
Okay, so I am scrolling through the AW roster page. When you're ready, tell me to stop and we'll book a dream match for Collision that Tony Khan will inevitably announce the moment we walk out of this studio, or in more likelihood, tomorrow. On actual Friday, because we're recording this a day in advance.
Stop.
1 to 10.
2.
Sammy Guevara.
Skip.
You don't, that doesn't count because he's suspended right now. So that doesn't count as a skip. Okay, I'm going through it again.
Stop.
Okay. 1 to 10.
4.
Matt Hardy, for God's sake.
That can't be true because he's in the middle. He's 9?
No, he's 4 there. He's 9 there. You see what I mean? So I have 10 on my screen.
Right. Gosh. Right. No, no.
No, he's already at... You don't have to use skip there, though, because he's already in action. You wouldn't book him to do double duty. Come on.
Yeah.
So, try this one again. We will get this dream match. Okay. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Okay. Oh, okay. Good lineup here. 1 to 10.
10.
Kazuchika Okada.
Yes, right. Yes.
So you got 3 goes at his opponent, and arguably you can put pretty much anyone in here with
him. Yeah.
But we're suggesting right now, we're putting our reputation on the line. Tony Khan, Friday afternoon, is going to say, by the way, Kazuchika Okada, he's going to pop on and defend the Continental Championship against...
Stop.
Okay, we've got 3 skips, which is probably appropriate because I don't think you're going to like any of these picks. 1 to 10.
4.
Anthony Bowens.
I like him, but it's not a dream match.
Okay. I'm going again.
Stop.
Okay. 1 to 10.
7.
Son of a bitch. Doesn't count. It's already in action. Dax Harwood. It would be a fun match, that.
Yeah, it would be good.
Okay, I'm going to... I'll be going
about
again.
5 years on the anniversary as well.
Okay, I'm...
Stop.
Okay.
1.
Okay.
Okay.
I think you'll like this. Oh, yeah. You might stick with this one. I think one more skip after this. Yeah. If not, one of your low-key favourites, Matt Sydal.
Yes. Yeah.
That's actually a match they could shoot book.
Yeah, I love love Matt Sydal. I think he should be used. If there's going to be like people who pop up to get beat, and there should be, Matt Sydal should be one of them, at the very least. Actually, no, that's at the most. He's not a really particularly magnetic guy, but he's so good in the ring.
Yeah, class. Didn't he do a promo a while back where he's like, I shouldn't be losing to people like that. I should be losing to people like you. And I was like, you shouldn't be losing at all, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, one final thing I wanted to ask you about is... I just saw this before we came in here. So, I want to know your thoughts on Tony Khan's Twitter activity again.
Yeah, okay.
Because John Alba, a few hours ago, made the announcement. Unfortunately, Strictly Business with Eric Bischoff is no longer going to continue with Eric's busy schedule. To which Tony Khan immediately leapt on Twitter and replied, "Sun saying this fraud of a business podcast before the next AW media deal is a wise choice." I just want to... know your thoughts on Tony Khan shooting on podcasters.
Good tweet. I don't care about the discourse surrounding it. The end.
Fair enough. Just thought I'd get your thoughts on that one. Well, let us know your thoughts ahead of AEW Collision this weekend on X at WhatCultureWWE. Watch, they can follow both of us. You can follow Michael Sidgwick at
M Sidgwick.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. Make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. The SmackDown preview is available right now. And we'll be back on Tuesday. Unfortunately, it's a 4-day weekend here in the UK, so no Collision review. But we'll be back on Tuesday. And then after that, we will be... literally recording in America because we're heading to WrestleMania on Wednesday. Very exciting times. And, well, I should say thank you to everyone who listens to these podcasts and supports us, because without that, we wouldn't be going.
No, we wouldn't.
But for now, this has been the Collision.
Conflict would, because he's a massive mark. And in fact is.
He's a part of a knockoff band, if I'm not mistaken, that you came up with.
Yeah, he's the Grateful Fed.
Right.
He's a Fed head.
Thanks to Michael Sidgwick. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.